Hi, this is Clay. I'm in search of the new compassionate male. Recently, I had the opportunity to be up in Baldwin City, Kansas with my dear friend Martin Dowman at the Light Center. Here's that conversation.
Okay, well, here we are again, Martin. This is Clay Boykin, and I'm here with my brother from another mother, Martin Dowman. We've been talking about the Light Center up in Baldwin City, Kansas, outside of Baldwin City. And we've been talking about the Men's Fellowship Network, Circles of Men Project, which started in Austin, Texas, and has now grown. And one of the places that it's grown has been up to Lawrence, Kansas. And you started the circle up here, right?
Yeah, I sure did. When I moved up to Kansas about a year and 4 months or so ago, I decided that I couldn't do this without having the support structure that I had in Austin with the men from the Men's Fellowship.
So you needed men around you here.
And I needed the ability to be able to get vulnerable. Yeah. To not play the game that we males do, which is to buck up and to white knuckle it through the crap and that kind of thing. And there were certainly a huge number of difficulties for me in moving, not to mention the stress of a move, a change of job, change of everything that's right. going on around me, but also to land in a spot that I had never thought of being in. I've been living in, apartments and townhouses and all these beautiful spaces.
You're a city boy.
I was a city boy, and all of a sudden I am 15 minutes away from the nearest grocery store, and that's 15 miles or so
right.
of distance. Dirt roads and lots of chickens and the rabbits and the bunnies and all the other things that were out there at the time.
Wood-burning stoves?
Yes. Well, I made it through that horribly frozen winter last winter, and this one's not nearly as bad. But, boy, I'm telling you, I'm so much better at starting those fires in that stove, and it just warms me.
Well, now, down in Texas, you know what I have to do.
Turn the air conditioner down to 69 yeah. and then crank up the fire so you can hit 72.
There you go.
Well done, sir. Yes, indeed.
A little different up here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is, definitely.
Well, so tell me more about the men's circle that you started.
So the men's circle, it was one where I knew that I needed to have the power and the connection that I felt in Austin. Mm-hmm. And when I made that decision and had claimed a date, I invited you to come up to start that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you came up for that first time, we'd put the word out on multiple levels, and we had over 10 people, maybe 15 that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of one of those just beginning to connect type of a things.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was like, I could breathe. Yay, we've got this started. And that was in February, I believe, of last year. So we're coming up on a year.
Gosh.
And so with that, the process of what we do in Lawrence is almost identical to that which we do in Austin, which is that we always start with a meditation for about 4 or 5 minutes, and I use different music and that type of thing, or none, as it feels is appropriate.
Now, why do you start with a meditation?
Because we've started a couple of meetings down in Austin and forgotten to do that, and those suck. They just plain suck. What it really boils down to is, the purpose for that is for us to put down our baggage, the stuff that we carry around with us for work or for whatever
briefcases, our shorts, our shields, our iPhones, all that
stuff. Right, the people that cut you off in traffic on the way there. Leave all that alone. And it takes a moment for you to go within and allow for that not to be the thing that you have to talk about now.
Right.
And also to go to a different level of, and us guys talk about, you know, not doing the out there in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like it works here in this group.
Mm-mm.
And we once in a while hear people talk about that, and especially those that are coming in for the first time, mm-hmm. or are new. But after a little while, this becomes reality.
Yeah.
This becomes the real deal.
This is the new norm.
Yes, absolutely.
For us.
And in that process of that awareness that comes about, mm-hmm. in this, what happens is we show up in the world from our heart.
Yeah.
Even when you're in the line at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I needed that, and the guys that had come to that opening, that first time that, mm-hmm. we did that, felt that call also.
Yeah.
And we've had a core group of about 5 or 6 guys, mm-hmm. that are there on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of support the process of making sure that even if I happen to be in South Africa, working with the program that I, Love Light over, mm-hmm. there, even when I'm gone, they carry it on.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, you know, I would go to South Africa in September of this year and be gone for almost a full month.
Right.
And yet the men's fellowship met anyways and,
yeah.
continued to have topics and continued to communicate, mm-hmm. and be there for each other, show,
yeah.
up,
yeah.
Was amazing. That says it's not about me.
Right.
I needed to start this.
Right.
It's about the group. And
right.
it's about not the group, but the gathering,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
Because when we have groups, you know, you can be in the group or out of the group.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when we have gatherings, mm-hmm. we put out that topic and they show up,
mm-hmm.
because that's where they're at.
Yeah.
And there isn't a judgment and there's no roster they have to sign up to or anything, mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things for me is not feeling the pressure that I'm leading the circle.
Yes.
That I'm there to teach something. You know, couldn't be further from the truth. I'll put a topic out there that I really want to learn about. You know, I may watch a YouTube video. Well, that really makes me an expert, doesn't it?
You know? Yes. Absolutely.
But I want to hear from different perspectives. And so not knowing much about the topic is really great because it releases the pressure off of me. Do you feel the same, or do you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think one of the telling ones that I enjoy of your stories sometimes is you walk in there and you'll put out the topic and you go, "I'm not bringing this because I think that we need to talk about this. I'm bringing this because it's my issue right
yes.
now, and I hate it, and I hate it. No, I'm desperate. I hope the hell we get something out of this."
Yeah, yeah. I know there's been nights when I've gone in there and said, "Guys, I'm not in a good place.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to sit quietly tonight.
Yes.
You guys carry the ball."
That's right.
You know, and I'm not leading them anyway, but I kind of tap this side and, you know, maintain the container.
Yes.
But there's nights when I can't do that. And
right.
I need to go within and just process and to have the sense of family, the sense that we're lifting one another up.
Yes.
Is comforting and so heartening that I know that they're there for me.
Yeah.
And that we're there for one another.
Absolutely.
I think I witnessed that a little bit last night in the circle. I don't know. I just had this feeling that where you were at a place where you weren't quite sure where to go next, and or if you even had to take us any place next.
Right.
And you paused, circle went on, and it went places. It went surprisingly deep, and some very intimate sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking people's lives. And you carried that. You created the sacred space for that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't mine to solve.
Nope.
I wasn't there to fix. I wasn't there to even help. Because that image of helping someone means that I'm above you and I'm trying to pull you up.
Good point.
You're not below me. Mm-mm. I'm right there with you. And that holding space really means that we're on level.
Yeah.
No matter where we're at in that process.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything about the circle and about these men that we haven't touched on that you'd like to share? Well, I was going to say, so how do people get in touch with you if they want to come join the circle?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, they can go to the Men's Fellowship Network website. Mm-hmm. Men'sFellowship.net is the website. Mm-hmm. And there's a spot there for being able to put in your email to be able to get the newsletter.
That's right.
And every week we put out a topic. Mm-hmm. And you can sign up for the Lawrence one or the Austin one.
Or both.
and some of our guys definitely do that. In fact, they frequently will say, well, you know, Clay's topic was this down in Austin, and your topic was this, and we're good with that, you know. But you might want to pull up this. Mm-hmm. It gives that opportunity to for you to understand at least a little bit about what the topic is. Maybe watch a video, maybe understand a little bit more about that before you show up. And then what blows me away is that even when I watch the video, even when I'm the one that was picking the topic.
Mm-hmm.
When we get started, it goes places that have nothing to do with what I could have come up with in my head.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to have that happen because it means that we're all bringing ourselves to this, as opposed to it being a canned, I'm here to teach you how this works kind of a thing.
That's right. And it's not a dialogue between people.
Right.
It's a sharing. It's yes, and.
Yeah. I really enjoyed last evening when you brought up that concept that, you know, it's not about me figuring out what I'm going to say while you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's about listening deeply.
Yeah.
And then when you finish speaking, the pause for maybe 3-5 seconds, just enough time to acknowledge that I've picked up what's going on. To be able to even speak to what it is that you've just said as the beginnings before I get into wherever it is that I'm going to go with it. What happened for me last evening was I watched as myself, as well as the other guys, literally held sacred space in between every person sharing. And it was a process of grace.
Yeah.
It was grace. Grace as in it was inviting them into that process. And we were all holding that space because they're worthy.
Well, you know how that came about. We were, you know, all working to participate in the circle and honor one another. But invariably, one person would share something that was really profound, that to them, you could see the sigh of this message coming out, and you could see him light up in a sense that, oh, I've said that finally, and I'm not being judged. But no sooner did that person say something, than somebody else goes, on to another topic.
Yeah.
And I go, whoa. Let's come back here. Let's pause for just a moment.
Yeah.
And let what he just said, let's let that percolate. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Let's honor what that's with the silence. And it didn't take but a couple of times that we started to learn.
It was worthy of that time.
And what really sealed it was, I have got to, when I do speak after you've spoken, I've got to pick up on some piece of what you said.
Right.
And then go to what I had to say, which means I've got to listen to you.
Yes.
Which means I can't be in my own head. I got to be listening deeply to you so I can pick that up and move to the next place.
And this is the beauty of being in that circle,
yeah,
is that we know that it's safe, mm-hmm, to be able to hold that space and to become vulnerable,
right,
enough to share what really is going on with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is so important.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I've grown up,
mm-hmm,
in men's fellowship. I have grown as to who I am,
mm-hmm,
and how I show up in the world,
yeah,
as a result of being in the circle.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to plug the Light Center.
All right.
I want to say that you co-lead this wonderful place. It's call it a retreat center, call it a place that you can go, people can go camp and stay or go out and do workshops or just come hang out. I think there's people that come out there and they help you in the gardens and so,
yes,
forth. And for people to learn more about that, where do they go?
Go to lightcenter.info.
Lightcenter.
Or you can just email us at info@lightcenter.info.
Info@lightcenter.info.
Yeah.
And that you'll be the one that gets that email.
That's right. Well, actually, myself and the whole leadership team. So just, you know, reach out.
Yeah. Lightcenter.info. I know there's a beautiful video on there that really, I think, captures the essence of the magic that's at that place. And it's outside of Baldwin City, Kansas. And I invite everyone to come there. I know I just thoroughly enjoy being there and look forward to every time I can come up and spend time there. And, of course, spend time with you and with Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks. We're going to pause it right there, and let's get back together again.
You got it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Martin.
All right.